Hello, everybody.
Beow, beow, beow.
Johnny, we gotta get our own sound effects.
Yeah, we need some. We need like one of them sound effects things. Hey, if you don't know, now you know. I am Kirk M. Samuels.
And I am Jason B. Kendrick.
And we are the Mad Men of Masculinity.
That's right. We're just real men having real conversations for you.
For you.
Right here on your home for healthy masculinity.
For you.
Hey, man, do you like horses?
You know.
Do they have horses in the hood?
Funny story, man. I have no idea why, but when I was growing up, this is no joke. When I was growing up, my nickname was Horse. My great grandmother used to call me Horse. Nobody else, but of course she had a country accent, so she called me Horse.
But
I have no idea why. But since you asked, I thought I would bless you with that little piece of information.
But do you like horses?
I'm from the hood. I'm from the ghetto, man.
That's
we
my
ain't
question.
No horses,
did you have no horses?
Nah, man, we ain't had no horses in the ghetto, man.
Well, have you heard about equine therapy though?
I have actually. I've not done it, but I've heard about it. Do you know anybody that's in that whole space?
I do actually. You know, living in Golden, being next to the mountains, there's some cool places around. And there's this one place that keeps popping up on my feed that I've been wanting. I told him I almost showed up at your gate. I'm gonna come in and play with the horses, but I was like, maybe I should bring you in. Let's promote 99 Hearts, and we brought the folks in. We brought the people in today. So we have Ezra Rose. Is it Ezra Rose?
Yes.
Okay. And Jacqueline Rose. I thought maybe that was just the name of the ranch because she liked flowers. I didn't realize that was your actual name.
Nice. Is it 99 Hearts?
99 Hearts is the nonprofit.
Tell us
yes.
about it.
Yeah, so we operate out of the Wild Rose Ranch, and we've been around for 8 years as of last month. And we're an equine rescue sanctuary for elderly horses that have been through hell and back, you know, whether that's permanent injuries, neglect, abuse, and so forth. And we bring these horses for their forever home in our sanctuary, and we rehab them into therapy animals for people that are actively struggling with suicide. And it's amazing. The work these horses have done has really saved multiple lives, changed multiple lives over the last 8 years. So very powerful work.
That is awesome. And that's why, I see that work. And I've had some friends who do equine therapy out in Elizabeth and different ranches. I came across Equos, who works with veterans. But, of course, they're out in Elizabeth as well. And I live on the other side of town. So I'm like, I need something a little bit closer. And Kirk and I, being both veterans and doing this show, we're very passionate about helping veterans, helping men, helping, you know, guys with PTSD or who may have suicide ideations. And when I see somebody, and you know, you guys doing this as your passion, as your 501c3, as just, it's one of those, this layer cake of love that I keep seeing, because you're rescuing the horses, and then you're also rescuing the men who have, you know, some issues, maybe some PTSD, but it's like together. And I just think it's amazing. That's why I'm like, okay, we got to have these people on the show. They're just right up my alley. Plus, I like horses. I want to make friends with you guys. I want to come play with the horses.
Yes, absolutely. You'll have to. That'll be the next half of this.
Next step.
I wonder if we can do this live on a horse.
You can do it live.
I don't think you want me on a horse. I don't know, man. I can see a whole lot of...
You know how horses feel people's vibes? I don't think...
I'd be weird, man.
He might not pass the vibe check.
I might not, man. I totally might not. I do resonate somewhat, though. I mean, I had a period in time where I didn't think my life was worth anything, and I thought I'd be better off if I just wasn't here. Based on everything I was going through at the time, family, marriage falling apart, sleeping in the back of my car, all these other kind of things. I was the clown with the tears, you know, everybody around me, you know, the typical John Belushi, John Canton, just, you know, I mean, the funniest guy in the room. But at the same time, I hated life and hated everything. And so I found myself at that rock bottom place. And it began to make sense that, it began to make sense in a twisted upside down way that, you know, in my mind, like I said, at the time, I was like, why am I here? Mm-hmm. And so I can absolutely resonate with and thank you for the work that you do and even the people that you help. So that is phenomenal. That's fantastic.
So to dig in a little bit, I mean, we know this is what you do, but how did you get into this?
Yeah, really. I mean that's not something
I'm just going to get some horses and call some dudes. And
the high school guidance counselor doesn't have that on a board. It's like something you pick off the index card to make it a career. How'd you get into that?
Well, it actually started with me as a little girl, 6 years old, just listening to you talk about your own experience. It was very much, I was born into an abusive religious cult. I'll spare all the details, but every type of mental abuse, mental, physical abuse, torture, neglect, all of the things took place with the cult, and then a really insidious experience or home life that was very well hidden from the public, you know, and so forth. And so I actually decided to commit suicide at age 6. Wow. And the dream to grow up to help children with ponies, I didn't know there was therapy, began about 6 months prior to that. And the day after my 6th birthday, it was just that memory, okay, what if I grow up? What if I actually can make it through this? What if when I do, I can figure this out? And so it all started as a little tiny girl and evolved over the years into realizing this is a real thing that people do. And being a recipient of the therapy, I realized, okay, horses heal people, horses save people, horses can help people that aren't ready to even maybe sit in front of a therapist and begin sharing some of their PTSD, some of their issues, some of their stories, some of their struggles, but an animal can just hold that space for somebody that doesn't have somewhere else to go.
All right, now, Ezra is obviously the strong silent type.
Yep.
But this is radio, so how'd you get into this? I mean, did she just drag you along? I mean,
did she need somebody to walk behind the horses and be that guy?
Yeah, I mean, I really got involved with going into this with Jacqueline. I mean, we went into business together. We were a couple, and we decided to buy the ranch together. Whether it was for business, the nonprofit, we had all avenues going at once, and we really jumped into it in the beginning. You know, there was a lot of things with myself where I was struggling with substance. I was struggling with keeping myself motivated, procrastination, all those types of things. And really having the horses there, rescuing the horses, having a, you know, multiple times a day that I had to be out there. I had to be taking care of the horses. I had, you know, bunch of animals that really relied on me to take care of them, and I needed to step up my game, and it really gave me that purpose. It helped me to move away from substance and put that behind me in my life, because it's really been one of those things that, you know, I get sucked down that, and it's a way to really just numb out and not face really who I am as a person and what I'm capable of, because that's what I found for myself. I'm a very addictive person, so if I can put myself into something that's a very positive thing, then I can create a very positive outcome out of those things, because I do push myself and I do follow through with things, and it's getting myself in that right mindset. And I mean, that can go for anybody out there who's struggling with anything. You know, you can be an addict and have that personality, but it's about creating that positive outcome out of your habits and the person that you are, and really just following that through for you. So that was how I really got involved with it. I wasn't a horse guy. The funny story, first thing that she did to test me when we were just starting to hang out was, she's like, "Hey, you want to go ride my horse?" And she had her horse at a stable, and
so I feel like I'm getting set up. set up here.
Pretty much, I was getting set up. So luckily, you know, the horse responded completely well to me, and I didn't know that the horse didn't let anyone else ride it except for her, and actually let me ride it. So it was her first sign, seeing that, hey, if my horse chooses that he's okay, then maybe he is.
I mean, you want to talk about a powerful S test? Like, okay, I'm going to put you on my horse, mm-hmm. who might kill you.
Yeah,
and if he says it's okay, I mean, you did it. So obviously, it all worked out. But I mean, did you have any failures with that test, Jacqueline? I mean, are there some bodies with horse poop, like shoe prints on their head? Like, that seems like a pretty severe test.
There are people that were afraid of the horse, and that was the immediate failure of the test.
Gotcha.
So, no, the horse liked him. He liked the horse. I was like, okay, we're on the right track.
All right, ladies. So, yeah, get you a horse, and
that's one way to do it. Yep. I mean, you know, that's one way to filter out your dating profile.
You're right.
Will you get on this horse that kills everybody else or not? I don't know. You know, Ezra, when you you mentioned first of all, again, talking about resonating, you know, been down the road of addiction as well. I even still work with an addiction ministry, addiction organization, and the whole idea of instilling purpose as a way to, I don't know if the right word is help or cope with or replace the pain. I mean, you know, purpose can be a huge thing in terms of the healing journey and the therapy journey for so many people. Is that a thing? I mean, did I just stumble on that and everything you said, or
yeah, absolutely. I mean, first thing with the purpose was, you know, having the horses and taking care of them and making sure that I'm not letting an animal down that is really looking up to me and requiring me to be there and have its water and food and be taken care of with its just basic needs. And then the next is myself and having a purpose, because I say this all the time that I was bouncing off the bumper rails of life. I didn't really have a plan with my life. I didn't have, you know, I had a career. It looked like I had, you know, everything that I wanted. I went to school for it and was just working in that career, but it just wasn't fulfilling. I was really good at it, could do it, but building construction project after construction project is just kind of the same. You're going through the same steps. You're building something for an owner who gets what he wants, and you move on to the next one and really don't touch it again. When you can see what you've done and with people, and you can have a purpose in helping them with their lives through things that you've struggled with through your own experience, then you can give that back to them. Because I really believe that unless you've experienced certain things, unless you've been there in that experience, that is the strongest way to be able to help somebody else back, is to really gone through it yourself and be like, hey, I've been there, I've struggled, like, I know how hard of a thing it is that you're going through, like, here's some things that have worked for me, like, I'm in your court, give me a call anytime that you need. And you know, the horses can't call me, but the people can.
Well, when they start calling, it's going to be a really different conversation.
Yeah.
But, you know, this is something we talk about quite a bit, and we talk to the guys. You know, each show is either four men or two men, and this one's really two men. And in some ways it's four men, but we talk about finding purpose and maybe doing something of service, and then your purpose may be in your pain and not having an outlet necessarily. And a lot of us fall into that. We go do the to-do list, like, I need to get a job, you know, go to school, get a job, find a girl, have family, whatnot. And then at some point, maybe if that's not your actual choice or doesn't feed your heart, then you're going, well, why do I feel empty? Why am I struggling with addictions? Why am I drinking so much? Why, you know, and taking that time maybe to go, okay, do I need to reset? Do I need to find another outlet? And then finding people to serve. And I think that point that you made, Ezra, was great, because, yeah, you can have quote-unquote all the stuff and be quote-unquote successful, but if it's not feeding you, and a lot of times I think, especially nowadays with all the separatism and the divide and conquer narrative going on, we're more and more isolated, and we're not getting around people to be of service to other people, which fills our hearts so much. And I mean, I struggle with that too. It's like one day to the next, some days I'm great, I'm having a good time, and usually it depends on if I'm either here doing this with him, or we're out doing something, or I'm, you know, doing some other service-oriented thing, or if it's just me. And then if it's just me, a lot of times, and then I can slide back and fall into those soothing, you know, addictive personality things where I'm like, okay, well, I just don't want to sit here with me. I want to, you know, I need something to distract myself. So I think it's just powerful what you guys are doing, and that you have this opportunity for others to come and have this experience. Because, I mean, being around horses, especially if you're not used to doing therapy or talking about your stuff, is really cathartic, because they don't care.
Yeah.
They don't care. And if they don't like you, you'll know. But it seems like most of the time they just really will heal a lot of the energy that's around you. I've had that experience in the past.
Hey, when we talk about purpose, I got a purpose.
You got a purpose? What's your purpose?
No, I got a purpose right now to take a break.
Why is it always got to be take a break with you?
Hey, man, I'm just the timekeeper, man.
Okay.
We all got to roll.
All right, fine. We'll take a break.
All right, we'll be right back. Mad Men and Masculinity, KLDC, 1220 AM in the Mile High City. We'll be right back.
Boom.
Oh, nice. I did bring some waters for you guys if you need them. Yours is hidden.
Oh, sweet. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I was just thinking.
And it's hard to think about, but yeah, try to watch us through your laptop because you're looking at the
camera. Yeah, I know.
It's always weird.
I'm like, oh, no, I need to look at
it. Yeah, it's always weird. And if you want to, you can reposition that, or you guys can get closer however you want. I mean, bracket it as best for you. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're watching us live, you can like and comment. Mm-hmm. If you do comment live on Mad Men Masculinity on Facebook or on YouTube, we will see it live. I can make you famous.
Yeah.
If you have questions, if you have comments.
This is going to be a great conversation. I would highly encourage all of y'all to support us. share, like, comment on here. We want to hear what y'all think, if there's anybody out there with any thoughts as we're watching live here, or even if it's not live, it's after the fact. Put a comment in there. We'll still see it.
And yeah, we'll put all the links in here to.
This might be a show. This might be one of the ones where we won't get canceled. A lot of things, you know, a lot of times we're trying to get canceled.
Yeah.
This might be like one of the ones everybody can like kumbaya and say, yeah, okay.
The last couple we've been trying to get canceled, so I think
we've been trying, but unsuccessfully.
We're trying to find that balance.
Don't get too ahead of yourself.
Yeah, the two of us can be a real cancel cocktail.
We're trying to, I don't know, we're trying to get canceled, but we just can't quite tick off enough people.
Seems to be the way to get famous. You got to get canceled.
Yeah, but this one, I hopefully not too many people will cancel us on this one, so here we go.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
And we're
right. Back.
Mad Men of Masculinity, KLDC, right here in the Mile High City. And we've got Jacqueline and Ezra from 99 Hearts, and we're talking about the equine therapy, the working with veterans and men and being of service. And for a lot of you guys out there, we talk about it so much. Being of service, if you're struggling with addiction, and just getting out there and being of service, just being with people. I know when you're deep in it, a lot of times, and we can all speak on this probably, when you're deep in it, you don't think there's any way out, and you don't think you have anything to offer. And sometimes all you have to offer is just your presence. And so finding some place to go, you know, whether it's AA or just to church or maybe out in the nature or to maybe a ranch to hang out with some horses who really don't care what you're going through, but they like you anyway.
Hey, where did 99 Hearts come from? What was that name?
The name?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I get asked this a lot. So it was actually 99 Problems by Jay-Z. Mm-hmm. So back in that time, I was like, you know.
I got 99 Problems and I need one.
Yeah. It was just like getting rid of United 99 Problems.
Yeah,
and,
yeah, yeah.
You know, there's also the element of how stopping generational trauma can support so many hearts. I mean, just myself, you know, being one, and then the individuals that traumatized us, watching so many of my relatives and so forth go, just that number of one person stopping and deciding to make a change can be hundreds of people. And in this case, it has been hundreds, thousands, really, if we talk about the wellness company and so forth that we also are engaged in.
Well, let's talk about the wellness company. What is that? What are you talking about?
Yes, so New Universe is our wellness company. I founded it 5 years ago now, God, just about 5 years almost, and yeah. It's the two of us that own the company. We've, you know, put everything together, but we have one of the most recent additions is a jewelry crystal shop at the ranch, which allows us just a little bit more expansion into these really amazing curated experiences. But we offer, I'm a certified hypnotherapist, the equine therapeutic activities, sound therapy. Both of us are coaches, a little bit, you know, I came from the aerospace energy construction world. So a lot of that experience with business and executives supporting people in that facet. And a lot of both of us come from that world. And so supporting men is, I didn't start seeing women in my industry until 15 years in for the most part, right? So it's definitely been magic. And we have wellness company at the ranch, and we do retreats, we do individual services, couples retreats, custom couples retreats, which has been such an impactful thing. You know, a lot of couples went through all the gamut during the pandemic, and many didn't make it out. Many are kind of trying to figure out, well, what is this, right? And so we really have done a lot to serve people with the wellness company.
I'm so glad you dropped it in there in terms of men. We are obviously the Mad Men of Masculinity. I mean, we like to talk about men, men's topics, men's issues, and all these other kind of things. Bring things to the surface that don't get talked about a whole lot. So just the idea of men coming to a safe space where they can get help. I just saw the statistic just within the last couple of days that essentially these days, like, there's a man every minute that ends his life. And I mean, that's horrific. I mean, that's, you know, how many other lives does that impact? Because when men are better, everybody's better, we believe, you know, and so, you know, conversely, when men are bad, you know, then a lot of communities suffer, families suffer, women suffer, children suffer, you name it. And so the whole idea of having a safe space for men is extremely powerful. And so that being said, you all must see a lot of and get to hear a lot of what people are going through these days.
Yeah,
Absolutely.
And we've kind of curated, and of course we serve people from all walks of life, ladies as well. But we just have this kind of niche of supporting men coming from that world and also being able to tap into, well, how does a man really think, right? Us both being leaders in that world where our peers are twice our age, you know, and I got into it at such a young age. Both of us really got into those industries at such a young age. So we've found a way to kind of bring a man that maybe doesn't want to go sit in a therapist's office and stare at a potted plant for an hour a week. Maybe he wants to, you know, be more engaged and try some of these modalities that are just a little bit outside of the box.
Nice.
I think, you know, to your point, a lot of men don't like to go to a lot of places that we want to kind of funnel them into. And I'll just be totally honest with you. A lot of men, to your point, you know, the whole idea of going, sitting down and talking to a therapist, you know, maybe not a first choice. A lot of men going into a group where we sit around, you know, with our knees together in a circle, maybe not the first place. Honestly, a lot of men, like, I don't want to go sit in a church. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot of places where I'm not saying any of those things are bad. I'm just saying guy that's in a dark valley in his life, those aren't oftentimes places where he naturally gravitates to, where I can see what you all do as, like, again, a safe space where it's, you know, it can be smelly. I mean, it can be dirty. It can be real, though, and it can be hands-on. Men like to do stuff with, you know, hands-on, experiential kind of things. And so I can absolutely see an overlap in terms of a man's journey, you know, to healing through all the work that you all do.
No, and that's a great point, because we keep telling guys they got to find a safe space. But when you look at these statistics, I mean, there's battered women's shelters all over the world, and now there's, I think, one in Oklahoma for guys. I mean, we just don't. We have a lack of outlets outside of AA, NA, SA, all these things. And for a lot of guys who know they need help and they will need to get into therapy, there's a big stigmatism, and they probably don't necessarily want to go walk into, you know, one of these places they've never been for the first time. But having something like this, where they could come to your ranch and just hang out with the horses, maybe throw some hay, you know, brush the horses, just be out in nature, just sounds so much like a more inviting environment and a safe space versus, you know, maybe going into a place like an AA where they're just kind of like, I don't know. I mean, how's the experience been for some of the guys that just kind of showed up or do they have to be invited? How's it work?
Well,
I think it goes both ways. I mean, a lot of what we do out there is we do cater to each individual, so our stuff is not really set in stone for we have a program and it follows this step to this step to this step. It's really catered to each individual person, and we also do a lot of events out there where you can really just dip your toe in and then, hey, I like the people I'm around, I like what I'm hearing, like, this really piqued my interest, that sounds like something that I want to get involved in, that sounds like something that would help me. And so we do a lot of things around that. A lot of what we do is word of mouth, because it's other people saying, hey, loved what we did out there. I mean, I couldn't even try to explain it to you. I just loved it, you know, that kind of stuff. I'm a huge elk hunter, so I do twists on things. She talks about what she does and how her coaches, and both yoga teachers, and I'm a personal trainer, and we do different coaching modalities the way that we go through it. I went through a program myself, and then came through, and now I'm one of the first people that he is allowing to run through with his program, and I'm a certified trainer for his program, which was one of the big impacts in my life, and just how accountable it makes you. It's in an app, being able to have a coach right there by your side and help you through all these things. There's a lot of things that gets you away from having to be in a group. There's the one-on-one stuff, but then there's the camaraderie, because you can link up with other people and ask questions and say, hey, I'm struggling with this. Like, and then you'll see, as a man, that was one of the biggest things that it gave me, is like, hey, I'm not alone on an island struggling. There's men out there everywhere that are struggling right now, and it's okay to struggle, and you do start feeling better immediately as soon as you, oh, wow, you're struggling with that same thing, and then you start talking to somebody who has commonalities to the stuff that you're struggling with, and then before you know it, by the end of that conversation, you're already feeling better about yourself because you're not alone.
Yeah. Yeah, we hear that so much. I mean, we talk about it so much, is that most men think they're an island. And no matter, even when you're doing the work, and I've run into this myself, I've been in this work for over a decade now, where I'm really digging into myself, and I know I'm not an island, and I know other guys are dealing with it. And then I still find myself,
It's just me. I'm all by myself. No football boy was me.
Yeah. It's just the way it goes. I mean, and so it's nice to have something where you can be side by side. And I think kind of to your point, most of us guys, we heal side by side, shoulder to shoulder. Not necessarily face to face, because that can be, especially initially, until you really feel comfortable and you're really into the work. But that shoulder to shoulder, kind of like, hey, we're in this together thing, really helps guys to kind of settle down and then start to open up.
I've had a lot of women get mad at me for saying this. So why stop now? Men, and I'm not trying to co-opt something that's largely a women's movement, but men have a Me Too aspect to our journey in terms of healing, because to your point, a lot of us at the core of it, a lot of us think that we're the only ones to go through whatever it is we're going through. And I was in the depths of my addiction, I was for sure that nobody had it the way I did. Nobody had the experience the way I did. Nobody had the draw. Nobody had all that kind of stuff. And then got to the point of hearing from a therapist that I grew to trust that, man, if you were on an island, it'd be the most populated island on earth kind of thing. And then it's not until I began to share my story, which ultimately ended up being my first book, that I found out that, oh my God, I mean, it's, prolific and everywhere. And so many men have that thing. And it's so powerful when men can hear from another man. Yeah, me too. I know exactly what that's like. And you're not alone. You're not by yourself. And to be able to, I mean, the safety in that is tremendous. And I think that whole idea can be healing for so many men. Because when men hurt, men go out and hurt. Hurt people. And unfortunately, in our culture, men have been hurting mass amounts of people at one time. All of these mass casualty, crises that we see in our culture and our country are essentially lone men going out and hurting a lot of people because they're hurting. And so, man, that's a whole powerful concept of just a guy hearing from another guy. Like, yeah, I've been there too. I know what that's like. Me too.
Yeah, I mean, in most of the issues that we deal with that we see that are addictive nowadays, they're not unique. There's about three or four that's pretty much ubiquitous for most guys, where there's alcohol, drinking, pornography, whatever it is. Most guys can understand or have some sort of relevance. They're like, I've dealt with that as well. So to think that as a man, you're the only one, and then that there's no outlet. Well, I mean, the first outlet is to accept, acknowledge, hey, I have an issue, and then you'll be opened up to safe spaces and places you can go, like 99 Hearts, like the Rose Ranch, and like us right here on the Mad Men of Masculinity. Is that time again?
Nah, man.
Is it not? Time, man, I'm looking at the clock. It looks like it's that time again.
All right, yeah, it's that time. Let's take a break.
All right, fine.
Mad Men of Masculinity, KLDC 1220. We'll be right back.
You can't give me nothing, man.
Dude.
Double check your
microphone. I hate to be a girl, man.
Check your microphone too, Kurt, because Amy's saying we got.
Yeah, I saw that. I don't know what the deal is. I mean, my mic is muted. It's telling me to unmute.
I got it muted over here, but she's saying maybe it's Wi-Fi issues.
Who knows?
Let me have so many crazy Wi-Fi. It's just like the man is trying to keep us down.
That's what it is. It's the Matrix trying to keep
we're trying
us
to do, from... We're trying to do good things and then
that's what it
keep
is.
Having
exactly
issues.
What it is. Exactly what it is.
Tanner, the man, is trying to keep us down.
It's Tanner in there, man.
He ain't even in there.
Super producer Tanner. He's not?
He's not even in there.
Oh, man. We can't blame him then.
It's not on him this time.
All right. Here we go.
All right.
We're back.
Yes, we are.
Mad Men of Masculinity.
Right here on KLDC.
In the Mile High City, 1220 AM. Hey, we're on the interwebs everywhere. You can hit us up on Spotify. I mean, all the podcast platforms, YouTube, Facebook, all that kind of stuff. Unfortunately, a lot of stuff that we're talking about. And here's the weird part. We're here with, Jacqueline and Ezra. And, with 99 Hearts. And we're talking about the idea of men suicide, but we've kind of narrowed down to men suicide a little bit, but you can't even say the word. I mean, it gets red flagged in social media these days. Like,
so stop saying it.
Hey man, it is what it is, man. We're going to keep it real. But it's a huge crisis, yet at the same time, we're not even allowed to openly talk about it in our culture. Like I said, in terms of social media in terms of Facebook, especially with YouTube and all. We got to come up with all these other words and phrases and all this other kind of stuff, like those algorithms can't trigger on those as well, but whatever. But we have this huge stigma that can exist. Not a lot of people have a lot of outlets when they're in that space, but at the same time, we can't openly talk about it, I feel like. And so that's why we got the guts. We got the cojones, man, to talk about this on Mad Men.
Yeah, that's why, you know, you guys, what you do, I mean, the fact that you, and it's this, I mean, this multi-layered cake of healing. I mean, you got the ranch, you got the horses, you got the hypnotherapy, you got the new universe, you're both coaches, you both have, and you were being good. I don't know if you can say it, Ezra, or like, who were you studying with? Like, you didn't say who or what it was. Maybe you can't say, but I'm intrigued now. I'm very intrigued. Maybe that was your selling point.
Yeah, I mean,
it's an interesting, I mean, why are you objecting?
No, he's like, I can't say it.
No, I want to say, you know, he can. It's actually interesting. I just want to interject and say, for us, the program that is actually now offered through New Universe, for us, it's Metamorphosis, and it's working with, you know, there's an app, there's a sequence, therefore, I'll let you talk about the nuts and bolts of it, but that program actually saved our marriage. And so it's funny, you know, we help couples, we help all these people, and like any one of us, you can fall into the same things that your clients are experiencing. And so that thing, not only is it effective for the people we serve now, but we're literally the first people in our own program that used it, and it worked for us. So no, I just wanted to throw that out there. It's been amazing.
That's awesome.
Well, there's no, I mean, proof's in the pudding when you say, hey, I'm not just teaching it, I use it. Yeah. I mean, there's no better marketing than that at all.
Yeah, I continue to use it every single day, and it's something that's, it's a way of life. It's something that you follow and you live by. So just to go into a little bit of detail with it, it's really looking at four aspects of your life. So you're looking at your body, and so what are you doing for your body, for your intake of vitamins, good food, you know, supplements, and then what are you doing for getting a little bit of physical exercise, something that daily you get, you know, a sweat, something close, you know, however long that is for you, moving up through it. And then really yourself, how are you connected with yourself? You know, sitting down and doing a little bit of meditation every single day, writing about your thoughts so that you can put your thoughts onto paper. That's also something that the app does, that has a way to be able to ask you a series of questions to be able to pull out your emotions and your feelings, to really look at it, and you see it yourself, you're like, oh wow, this is how I'm saying it. Then it goes through a series of questions, and it gets you to look at the opposites and how you feel about that, what you thought your original story was. And by the end of it, you're like, okay, the outcome that I originally was looking is not the way that I want to go. So, you know, you can use that as like your journaling type of thing. So it's really like a game that you play every day. So right there, you have two categories, then you have two sections within those categories, so you get 4 points right there. And then you're moving on to your relationship. So your relationship with your wife, your kids, your parents, your friends, whoever, and then checking that off because you're sending something to them of gratitude or what they do for you in your life. So you're really putting out that positive vibes of what other people mean to you and putting that connection out within your relationships. And then the last one, it's really meant for you in your business as well, because it's people want to succeed as either entrepreneurs or, you know, in your corporate business and moving yourself up. So what are you doing to, you know, you have to check off two different boxes of, you know, what are you researching, and then passing that on to somebody else of what you're researching to show that you're moving forward, you're learning something within your business, and you're trying to take that step forward. And, you know, that's just your daily game that you play, and you try to hit that out. They call it Core Four. And so really moving forward from that, that's what the program is getting you into a routine that shows you, hey, if you're systematic with your life and you continue to make those little steps, you're going to feel better about yourself. You're also going to move forward. It goes into a lot bigger picture of things, really like getting down into your life. What do you want to do the next 12 to 18 months? How are you going to attain these things? And it's broken down into every little piece that you can do to make yourself successful. And as long as you follow this program, you really can't slip up in it. And if you do, you're reviewing that every week and where you slipped up and moving forward. So the only way to really take a step backwards is to quit the program.
Wow. Dude, I like the fact, because I know I've been told forever, you got to like write it down, do your gratitude thing. I like the fact that it asks me questions. Like it's telling me like, hey, what about this? What about this? What about this? And the fact that it asks you questions about your emotional stuff. We talk about it so much. Guys are not emotionally educated for the most part until they get into the work. And so I have somebody go, hey, how are you feeling? Well, what feeling do you think you have? And then taking you down that path. I think that's awesome. It's amazing.
I found that for myself. It's pretty,
yeah, it's wild because the questions, you hit it on the head because you're answering them, you know, like as if you're chatting to somebody. And for us, that was a game changer because I could say something that's intellectual, makes a lot of sense. But what we found is when that app asks you the questions, like you said, it's like, oh, wait. I'm the one that sees what I thought was right isn't right, you know? That's really good for dudes that are just really kind of like headstrong or...
Why are you looking at me?
Dude, this is crazy because I've found my way out of addiction through exactly what you're talking about. I happened to develop kind of a method myself, but to gamify basically the process in kind of the key areas of putting purpose in those areas and then coming up with a score system to measure that. Because again, that's a total, I mean, it's worked for women as well, but it's a total guy thing in terms of, you know, you walk into a room and there's a game on, the first thing you ask is, what's the score? So for a guy to know, like, here's where I am I winning? Am I losing? And by how much? Is powerful in terms of the progress and the journey up that mountain. And so that's phenomenal. And you talk about the whole question thing as well. You know, my wife and I, shoot, over a year ago, we found this app called, it was, I don't know, some kind of couples app or something like that. But basically we had a joint account and it would give us daily questions that we both would answer. We both would see the answers and it would generate, like, you know, awareness, aha, or discussion and all these other kind of things. But I mean, all those things are just phenomenal, man, in terms of what that journey is like. To get somebody from where they are to where they want to be. What's your capacity at your ranch? Like, how many people, how many horses? Like, what's your capacity in terms of the activity that's around on a daily basis or weekly basis?
Probably about 10. We're at about capacity with the horses. 10 is our, because we're 35 acres.
No more horses.
Yeah.
You got 10 horses?
We've got 9 now, but 10's about the capacity for them to free range and enjoy their life, right? Like, without just having them in a stable, because they're all out, able to free range, be in a herd. And then for people, about 40 at once.
Yeah.
Our facility. But, I mean, it's not a volume thing. It's more, we like to get groups that are kind of small. Mm-hmm. And, you know, being around a bonfire, we have a cigar space where people can smoke cigar and
okay.
just kind of.
Okay, slow down. Wait. You got what now? Cigar what?
Right. We made a little cigar lounge. We really kind of catered it to where we grew up, our industry we grew up in, right? So it's been really powerful.
I am on the way. For reals.
I want to come play with horses. He just wants to sit around a fire and smoke cigars.
Exactly. That's what I'd be down with. What about the couples? Like, when you talked about couples and couples retreats, how do you work couples into that whole thing?
Do they just camp out? They got to bring their own tent? Or
we have a custom.
Yeah, I mean, we have things where we'll work together with couples. So if you want to come out as a couple, the couples retreat, that's more just really we'll have it catered only towards couples for that retreat. And it is individualized into, like, okay, so here's a men's retreat, here's a women's retreat, here's a couples retreat. And we don't try to intermingle them because it's just, you're not giving that right face to those people of, you know, hey, we're trying to focus and dial in on this. And then really the couple stuff is, you know, we'll split it up to where we'll both work together. Then we'll split up between having individual sessions with the husband and the wife. That way we can, and then we'll switch. So, you know, we do different ways of how we angle at them, just to get the different pictures, just to see who they're more comfortable with, just working all angles. But yeah, it's really cool and unique to be able to help different really people, you know.
And with the couple, we're also able to do individual couple retreats. So, like, so let's say it's a couple, they're like, hey, we need just a whole weekend for us. For that, it's a Friday through a Sunday, and they're able to either stay with us or one of our preferred locations, and we're able to do individual couples retreats too. So the group couple stuff, there's the individual, and with that there's three of us that facilitate out the ranch. So it's a bit of a mix of facilitation styles between myself with Ezra and our third facilitator, and our third facilitator is a military veteran who was in supported people in the psych ward in the military.
Where he at? Why you bring him?
I know, right? We should have.
He's back home.
Yeah.
Somebody got to watch all them horses.
No, and so it's been really cool because you can do an individual, and there are not a lot of places in Colorado, at least. You know, you have to go to the Bahamas or Costa Rica or whatever, where you could truly go with just your partner and be able to spend a whole weekend with eight modalities.
Wow. I'm fascinated because there's just, it seems like every time we ask a question, you're like peeling back another layer. So we're, okay, we have horses, we work with men, but we do couples, but then we have the new universe. I'm going to get that right one of these days. It's going to come out right. But then you have, you know, all these different opportunities and come stay at the ranch and come, you know, work with you guys one-on-one or in couples or in groups or, I mean, there's just so many things here. I love, every time I look, there's something else you guys are doing, and it's all geared toward people working on themselves, learning about themselves, working on their addictions or PTSD, bettering themselves, and then coming and doing it in, I mean, you're doing it in the mountains. Like, you can't get, we were just talking about that before the air. Like, there's not even cell service out there unless you got AT&T, so I'm not going to have a cell phone. But you get up in the mountains. You're in the mountains of Colorado. You're around nature. You're around the horses. You're out there working on yourself and taking some time for yourself in a way that is supportive. And, you know, you got these people who, this is, I mean, apparently this is your passion. This is your what you do. This is your business. I mean, but having... And then having multiple of you, having, you know, it's like you get multiple angles, like Ezra was talking about, you come in from this angle, who do you like better? Who do you want to work with? I mean, I see so many other avenues and other venues and other programs where it doesn't seem to be as flow with, doesn't seem to be, you know, it's very kind of, here is our model. And what I'm seeing with you guys, it seems like, it's like, okay, what do you need? We're going to work with what you need and come on out here, and we're going to try to, I mean, because I want to play with the horses. He wants to smoke cigars. I mean, we already got what we need.
We just need somebody to go muck the stall, because I ain't trying to do all that, man. I want to smoke a cigar, man. You know, cigars and stalls don't
free,
go well
free
together.
Cigars after you muck the stall.
Ooh, what kind of cigar? Oh, let's negotiate on this thing here.
And that's how we grow as men. We'll muck the stall together. We'll build a fire together.
Yeah. Speaking of mucking.
We getting any muck out of here?
Yeah, let's muck us a break.
All right, muck it.
We'll be right back. Mad Men and Masculinity.
Oh, he did come back.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, Tanner, you missed it. Jason was talking about you.
He likes us again.
He called you names, man. Nah, he called you names, sure, man. Sure, I'll tell you what he called you later. Yeah, probably. I don't know. He called you some pretty colorful stuff. We'll see.
Why you always gonna put it on me? You were talking about him too.
No, don't blame. Don't pull me into this, man. I ain't got nothing to do with that.
So, what do you guys got coming up? You got any retreats or anything coming up that you want to talk about?
Costa Rica. We just booked a cool. If you want to share what we did out there, we spent a month out there at this venue. It's not our ranch.
Oh, let's talk about that.
Yeah.
End of October of 24, so it seems like a long way out, because it is. Right. But it's 27th through the 2nd, I believe, have that wrong.
Are you leading it, or are you just you're leading it?
Yeah, okay. We're leading it under New Universe, so it's not with the nonprofit, it's the for-profit, but we'll probably look at bringing a couple of veterans through with vouchers, getting a couple of veterans sponsored if they apply early on. So we'll post the link on our website after the interview. But yeah, that's going to be amazing. We spent a month there doing our equine yoga certificate, or certificate together. That man, that trip changed both of our lives, right?
Oh, we need to talk about that, Joey. Yeah. Boom. All right, let's go.
I want to go to Costa Rica.
Damn, me too.
What part of Costa Rica?
This one's going to be in the southeast. We have places both on the west coast and the east coast.
So I'd have to go to the west coast because I want to play in the waves at least a little bit.
There's waves down in the Caribbean. This is right next to Surf Town.
Oh, is it?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah. It's a perfect little surf town.
Man. I got to get back in shape, though. I got to work on these abs, because getting up on that surfboard without abs is not working. All right, sir. Sorry.
Here we go. I know. I'm like,
He's like, I want to push the button.
We're back.
Yes, we are.
Mad Men and Masculinity.
Right here on KLDC.
In the Mile High City.
And everywhere on the internet.
Dim interwebs.
Interwebs.
Dim interwebs.
So in studio, we have 99 Hearts. We have Jacqueline and Ezra Rose of 99 Hearts of the Rose Ranch. And
Cigar Space.
Really? Why you get a squirrel on me? I'm sorry, trying to talk over
my
here.
Bad. My bad.
I'm in the same room.
I've been holding it this whole time.
So we know you guys do awesome stuff. We know you're awesome people. What do you got coming up? Like, what are you, I mean, what is the new thing that you come up? Are you doing anything at the ranch? You got anything else somewhere else? Like, what do you guys got going on? What can people get into?
Well, we'll have a shopping experience this month. So it's for supporting small business. People can come in and shop for vouchers for their loved ones, for support, horse experience. You know, someone could bring their spouse out, whatever, purchase crystals, purchase some of the inventory. We've got these amazing little self-care boxes that are our winter kind of Christmas thing. It's pretty cool.
And so I guess one thing to add on to that that we didn't really say with everything that we do. So we haven't even talked about it, but we do have a construction consulting business that we do, that where we came out of it, but with New Universe, and then we have our ranch, Wild Rose Ranch, and then that. So all of these are, they do give back to the nonprofit. So
and you
a
got
portion
some...
of it goes back to our nonprofit, and anything that we do for any one of our services, any one of our products, it goes and directly feeds back into the nonprofit as well.
Boom. Sorry to interrupt you. We're so excited we heard about this on the break. I'm just like, can't get to it fast enough, man. You got a trip coming up here. You got like an actual, you know, something scheduled for 2024. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we have October 26th through the 2nd of November. We have a week-long retreat down in Puerto Viejo, Costa Rica.
Mm.
So that'll be at the retreat center that we stayed at personally, Jacqueline and I, for a month, and so we'll be going down there, and there are horses down there as well, so we will be doing equine stuff down in the jungle, because this is actual rainforest down there. I think when we were down there, we had 3 or 4 days that we didn't get rain, and we were stuck in a tropical storm, so we found out what it was like.
We were in there at a wild time of year.
It was so cool, though, because being so dry here, it's like, oh, I love the rain. I grew up in Wisconsin, so I love rainstorms.
Yeah, your hair just goes poof. Yeah. So you mentioned something about horse yoga. Now, this is not like goat yoga. The horses aren't like get up on your shoulder.
Yeah, I ain't getting no horse on my back, am I? I get on my knees next to a horse trying to climb up on my back.
If you're a real man.
I'll be a real man saying no.
I'll be in a cigar lounge.
No, it's like it's a little different. It's more like equine. So you have the horse there. So some of the balancing poses, some of the trusting poses, it's really good when you have trust issues. And, you know, as a man, you don't necessarily, especially construction, you know, you're already strong, you're out there, but trust something else. You know, a 1,200-pound animal, it's really interesting relinquishing some of that control and really learning, okay, I might have some issues here, I might have some issues there. So it's more letting the horse support you. It's bringing the horse's energy in. It's doing breathing exercises with the animals. In Costa Rica, you can be a little more, I mean, you actually lay on the horse's backs and all kinds of, it's some pretty interesting stuff.
So I'm okay with laying on his back.
Yeah, I just don't want him on my back. Yeah. Ain't nobody gonna tell me that, man.
No, I mean, it goes along with a lot of what the horses are. You know, they read your energy, mm-hmm. and they're able to feel your energy, and that's how they really communicate within their herd, is they can feel each other's energy. Like, when there's danger around, they know, because one gets freaked out, the other ones get freaked out, because they're like, what's going on? Mm-hmm. That's the same thing with when you're next to a horse. If you're scared, that horse is going to be scared, because he's thinking something else is out there. So yeah, that's one of the biggest things that really working with horses in the yoga is, it's nice to have that connection energetically with the horse and really to allow yourself to fall into that, to match the energy to something that's calm with the horses, because then when you're in that state, that's when you can really focus.
Before we get out of here, you all have a unique perspective, and the more I thought about this before we got here today, I really wanted to get your insight as to what are the things that you see people going through these days? Like, what are the challenges that people have, men, couples? Like, I mean, what are the things that people are that people are carrying that they get, you know, help with through your organization?
Yeah, what he said.
God, a lot of dissociation.
Mm. Yeah.
What do you mean by that? I went to public school.
Yeah. No, just people scrolling, you know, listless. Like, I have all my goals. I wrote all these goals in the pandemic. I knew I was going to come out of it strong. And then now that people have been just kind of free to do what they want, I've seen a lot of people just, you know, a lot of social media addiction, alcohol, cocaine, you know, substance. A lot of couple stuff, you know, a lot of just relationship issues, people getting out of relationships. And then suicide.
Mm-hmm. What do people, what's bringing people to that place? What's bringing people to the place where they want to end their lives in our culture today?
I think a lot of it that I've seen personally myself has been, you know, not feeling like you're doing anything that's helping anything out, that you're just really out there alone. A lot of it is people don't, I've seen this to add on to asking what it was, that people don't really understand and see what they want. You ask them, well, what do you want? I don't know. And a lot of people just aren't answering that question for themselves. They're not really searching within themselves to say, hey, what is it that I want to do? What do I want to accomplish? Like, I'm not feeling fulfilled in this, so what would fulfill me? And then once I do have what I want, creating a structure. Like, I've seen a lack of structure behind trying to get. It's always, you know, everything now is just, you have it faster. It's at your fingertips. It's like you can get anything right now. So putting in the work, creating the plan, following through with that plan, and really seeing that through, because all these things take hard work. They take a long time. Everything, I mean, what we do, we, hey, we're going to do this in a year. 3 years later, hey, we accomplished it, and we were working our ass off every single day towards this. And it, like, you just realize how, in the perspective of what it takes to get to those things. And if you're not writing these things down and you're not tracking where you were at to see everything that you actually have done, that's one of the biggest things, is, you know, being able to see what you've done documented so you can go back, because otherwise you'll forget about that and say, I'm not doing anything. But then you look back, and that's one of the things that that program really does with you, is like everything is documented. So you can look back at every little thing that you've done and say, oh, I have accomplished a lot. I don't have to look down on myself. I'm still moving forward, and my plan has changed and it's morphed, because that's how anything goes. You can't create a perfect plan from the beginning and every step works out perfect. That's not life. You're going to have to pivot, and you're going to have to, well, we'll drop those things and we'll add these things. Oh, I didn't need to do any of those things, and I'm still making it to my point. There's just, you can't plan perfectly every single time.
I love that, because yeah, I can see that resonates in my life as well, because we do the show, I have these goals, I have all this stuff, and then not being the best planner, I'm more of the kind of creative, intuitive type, so not having the planning skill, I don't want to be down on myself too bad, but I lack the planning skill. And so having something like that would be very helpful, because, yeah, you do well. In my experience, a lot of times I kind of do really well for a little bit. Like, I get a new idea, then I'm all in, and then it starts taking more work. It doesn't happen instantaneously. These different things don't take off. So all of a sudden I'm like, oh, well, I must not be good enough, or I must not be doing it right. Or so having something like that you're talking about, where you can actually look back and go, oh, well, I am making progress. I can see the progress kind of in this spreadsheet or in this app or whatever, so that I know I am making progress, but also having that plan written down in a way that you can look at and then adjust. Because a lot of times I'm like, oh, I'm going to do this, and then I never write it down, but, or maybe I start off with it and it starts off great and then it just doesn't go anywhere. Mm-hmm. So I do like that, and it makes me realize, okay, I need more structure. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Ezra. Now,
you get to a point and you're frustrated.
Yeah.
and you're like, ah, I'm done with this.
Yes.
And then you start the process over on something else.
Yeah.
Instead of following through on the first thing, and then maybe you wanted to add on, you gave up on it because you talked yourself out of feeling like you were doing anything.
Yeah. Well, so, I mean, it happens. I mean, you get three manuscripts on the computer, but the first one, you know, the first book is not a bestseller, and you're like, oh, well, I must not be good enough at this. But you know, don't have the plan of following through with it. So
yeah. Sometimes we forget that the journey is the destination. And that,
no, it's not. It's the best-selling stamp, well, and it's $1 million in a bank.
That's the thing. And we chase these mountaintops, not realizing that life is lived in the valleys and on the sides of mountains. And I think if we only measure our value or worth or our success and all that kind of stuff by the mountaintop experiences, then we lose sight of the fact that we're on a journey, right? And you know, a lot of times, a lot of people that have found mountaintops, you know, get there and it's like, yeah, you know, this ain't really what I thought it was.
It's cold up there. There's no oxygen.
Nothing lives at the top of a mountain, right? I mean, once you get to timberline, there's nothing living up there but chipmunks looking for granola bars, right? And so, you know, but I also, that's why I appreciate what you all do, because it's the purpose that instills the breadcrumbs along the journey. And when we chase purpose, then as long as you're doing that, then you're there. You're at the quote unquote finish line. You're at the destination where you want to be. So that is, I love that whole idea of instilling purpose into everything that, that you all do. And I think it's beautiful that you take, you know, what some would consider old, broken down horses to bring healing to what people consider their old, broken down lives. And I think that's beautiful. I sincerely thank you all for everything that you do. And of course, we got to make sure that folks know how to get a hold of you and get in touch with you and everything that you all do. So please, I beg of you, let people know how to get a hold of you and where to find you.
Yeah, it's 99hearts.org is if anyone out there wants to make a difference, that's what we need help right now with these horses. We're winterizing, and we've got some of these older guys that need some support with, you know, structures and things like that. So you go 99hearts.org.
That's the number 99.
Yeah, number 99. Yeah, 99, and then heartsplural.org/get-involved. Or /donate if you, your company, your team goes, hey, I would love to support a veteran, or there's a veteran on my team that I think I need to get involved in 99 Hearts. And then people out there, couples, men, you know, anybody that heard something that resonated, New Universe, it's N-E-W-Y-O-U is how we spell universe. So Y-O-U-N-I-V-E-R-S-E.org or .net. We've got both domains, and you can find out about the retreat. We'll have that posted on the site in the next couple days. We have a couple of experiences coming up, but then we're taking applications for couples, which those will probably fill up pretty quick once we get the season rolling, given that if it's a whole retreat for you and your spouse or partner, those go pretty quick.
Hey, I know a new couple.
Hey, and one of them likes cigars.
Hey, sounds like a win-win to me.
JBK, just put your website and that link right up on the right up in the comments in the screen here for everybody that's watching. I'm just thinking, aha moment. If somebody wanted to sponsor, let's say a veteran, they could actually I would assume they could reach out to you and they could say, hey, what does it take? What is the dollar amount to sponsor a veteran? And they could probably donate, especially at here at the end of the year. I think that'd be a great opportunity for somebody to put some purpose to this season that we're in and say, you know what, I have the opportunity. I want to sponsor a veteran, or I want to sponsor a couple, or I want to sponsor a woman, or whatever it is, and say, hey, you know, what does it take to do that? I think that is phenomenal. And again, thank you all so much for everything that you do.
And hopefully this won't be the last time. We want to hear more stories. Yeah. We want to have you back in here, because I know we're about to come beating down on your door.
For
so
real.
We'll have to tell that story about how you chased us off with
I'm gonna come with a box full of cigars. He's gonna come with one of them pitchforks so he can muck out the stalls.
I'd rather be hanging out with the horses than
I'll smoke a cigar while he's out there mucking up stalls and all those kind of good things.
So didn't work while you're smoking a cigar.
No doubt. Hey folks, hit us up, madmenradio.com. check us out, like I said, YouTube, Facebook, KLDC 1220 AM in the Mile High City, all over the place, home of the NBA champs and the MLB chumps. Sorry about that.
Telling you guys to stop making fun of the Rockies, man. They carry big bats, man.
I know,
man.
I need to do that.
They can run fast. So.
But, yeah, holler at us. Let us know what you think, what you like, what you didn't like, what you agree with, what you didn't agree with. I don't think – hopefully we won't get canceled off of this one. If you try to cancel us off of this one,
we don't
you're
want
a jerk.
You anyway.
And you deserve to be mucking stalls. Yeah. And so otherwise, holler at your boys. Let us know what you think. And until next time – we will see you all on the other side. Mad Men
out.